Pirates in the Ether. Congress wants to give essentially police powers to makers of online content. Wikipedia's Wild West Side Story, stormy weather ahead in the cloud. And on this Tuesday, January 17th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
It is a glorious thing to be a pirate.
Like a pirate. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
You're not going to start singing, are you?
Arg.
Good morning.
Fighting online piracy and the threats to an open internet culture begins our hour. South Carolina's distinctive political culture later on, and a tempest in a textbook in Arizona. Our listeners are already talking about that story where some books are banned as part of a law against ethnic studies programs in the state. One listener texted in with her view. We should all be asking ourselves, why is Arizona keeping students sheltered from the real world around them? Tell us what you think. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines.
4 days to go until the South Carolina primary, and rivals are throwing jabs at frontrunner Mitt Romney. In a Fox News Wall Street Journal debate in Myrtle Beach, the former Massachusetts governor took heat for not releasing his tax returns. Texas Governor Rick Perry called on his rival to put everything out there in the open.
Mitt, we need for you to release your income tax so the people of this country can see how you made your money.
Romney at first sidestepped the question, but eventually said he'd be open to releasing those forms later this year.
I hadn't planned on releasing tax records because the law requires us to release all of our assets, all the things we own. That I've already released. It's a pretty full disclosure. But you know, if that's been the tradition, and I'm not opposed to doing that.
Newt Gingrich drew applause for his controversial views on child labor. Ron Paul got booed for suggesting that America should have a golden rule foreign policy. We'll talk more about the South Carolina debate and the race later this hour.
In Wisconsin, organizers say petitions will arrive by the truckload today at the state capitol to force Governor Scott Walker into a recall election. Democrats and labor union leaders are vowing to remove the Republican after he eliminated virtually all collective bargaining privileges for public employees. One organizer says the movement is democracy in action.
This is the voice of everyone in the state, and even those that are on his side right now need to understand that we are standing up for their rights, too.
Governor Walker has been in office 54 weeks. Rescuers carrying out controlled explosions aboard that capsized Italian cruise ship in a desperate search for survivors. Officials raised the number of missing to 29, including two Americans. At least six people were killed when the ship ran aground and capsized over the weekend. One survivor account you can hear at our website, thetakeaway.org. The ship's captain is facing accusations of manslaughter and abandoning the ship, while the cruise company says he caused the accident when he deviated off course.
The House of Representatives reconvenes today. Members expect to take a symbolic vote on raising the debt ceiling, as well as begin a debate on Medicare cuts. Congress will get back to work with its lowest approval rating in almost four decades. An ABC News Washington Post poll finding just 13% of Americans approve of the way Congress is handling its jobs. 84% disapprove. And China's economy fell below expectations. It still grew at a very strong 8.9% in the last quarter of 2011, but that is the slowest rate of growth in 2.5 years. Growth in the previous quarter was over 9%.
Let's take a look at the markets. Asian and European markets are up this morning. Futures for Wall Street are significantly up, looking at a half to 1% increase when the Wall Street opening bell sounds. The Dow gets underway at 12,442. The S&P will open at 1,189, and the NASDAQ opens after the holiday weekend at 2,371. Coming up, Wikipedia will go dark tomorrow, part of a large protest against the Stop Online Piracy Act that Congress is getting ready to debate. They've already warned college students over there at Wikipedia to do their homework early. We want to hear from you. Can you live without Wikipedia for a day? What online couldn't you live without? Hulu? Is it YouTube? Thinking more broadly, what can't you live without, period? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Give us your take. Can't live without Pandora.
Post to thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.